This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monane and read by Victoria Osunde.
Saturday, April 21st. God's word to you today is Love Story. Our scripture reading is taken from John 15, verse 13, and it says, "There is no greater love than to lay down one's life for one's friends." It is truly unfortunate that a lot of people measure God's love for them by what they have and what they do not have. A lot of people measure God's love for them by what has happened to them or what has not happened to them. People that are enjoying material wealth, new cars, luxury homes, a fat bank account, are quick to testify about how good God has been to them. Sadly, some people actually think that until they have these things, they have not experienced God's goodness. The truth is, in Christ, God has been good to us regardless of what we have or who we are. The proof of God's love is not what we have or who we are. The proof of God's love is the cross and an empty grave. The cross and an empty grave. Therein lies the depth, the width, the length, and the breadth of his love for you and I. Picture this. Boy meets girl and falls hopelessly in love. However, the wise girl knows that that is not the ultimate proof of his love until there is a commitment. Boy is so in love that boy is willing to do anything for girl. Boy goes on his knees, puts forward a ring and pops the question, "Will you marry me?" And girl says yes and accepts the ring. Her saying yes and taking the ring means she is saying no to every other man. Guess what? The cross is Jesus going on his knees to say, "I love you." The resurrection is Jesus giving you proof of his love for you and asking you to commit to him. When we say yes to Jesus, we have and we are automatically saying no to every other person and to every other God. Love is so personal and amazing. If you are not the one experiencing it, it is difficult to explain love. But today, I implore you to taste and see that Jesus is love. If you will taste this Jesus and his unfailing love, you will know resurrection power. You will know he is alive and that he has the power to save, power to heal, power to deliver, and power to set free. Taste and see that the Lord Jesus is good. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, let the work of the cross and the power of resurrection burst forth in my life and let your name be glorified. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv. For more information about our locations and services, God bless you.